Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com. My name is Steve Hamilton, and in this show we are going to discuss data compression as it relates to a 2008 database. To learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions you'd like to ask me, please use the question and comment box found below. Okay, let's get started. In 2008, we've introduced, or SQL Server has introduced different levels of data compression. When we talk about data compression in SQL Server 2008, we're probably referring to it in three different modes. The first is called TDE. TDE stands for Transparent Data Encryption. Effectively, what this does is encrypting data at the overall database level. And when we encrypt data at the overall database level, we're using what's referred to as an encryption key. We need to encrypt and decrypt our data via this key. And via this key would be something like AES 128, 192, 256. Anytime you do transparent data encryption, you need to realize that the higher the key, the harder it is to decrypt the data. Minimum and industry standard today is with the key of a value of 128. Anything less than 128 will definitely be broken. People will break the keys that are defined as a 64-bit key very, very quickly in today's environment. So make sure you have a minimum of a 128 key. Now, the advantages of data compression and encryption and these things, it gives us the ability to encrypt our data and then compress it down so that the unauthorized people can't actually see it. So we can implement an encryption algorithm, and then we can go out and we can also implement a compression algorithm. So when we're going to compress our data, we want to compress our data at the database level. We can compress our data at the page level, at the row level, and then we can also compress our data at the backup level. Now, I'll tell you from practical experience, I'm a fan of data compression. However, I'm not a fan of data uncompression. What happens is that when we compress our data, we have two ways of compressing our data in our SQL Server 2008 database. We can compress our data either at the row level, or we can compress the data at the page level. If we compress the data at the row level, it does it in two ways. It either does prefix compression or it does dictionary compression. When it does prefix compression is doing compression for like repeating groups. So let's say that we have multiple occurrences of Mr., or everybody's first name is Steve, or everybody's first name is John. At that point, what it's going to do is do the data compression based off a first name. So the goal here is trying to compress the data down and put more rows in an individual page. Once we have more rows in each individual page, then we can also actually compress the page down. And when we can compress the page down, that means we're going to require fewer pages within our SQL Server database. This releases more space. I mean, the advantage of compression is it releases more space back to the operating system. However, the thing that you have to understand and keep in mind is that performance will suffer because you have to uncompress the data. Now, unfortunately, performance suffers on the reading, not on the writing. And this is probably the worst, because when we have performance suffering on the reading side of it, that's where it's noticeable. I mean, nobody really cares that we have a slow write so much, but they do care when they're retrieving the data and it takes forever to retrieve the data. So you're probably only going to implement data compression really in one of two areas. You're probably only going to introduce it into a data warehouse environment where the vast volumes of data are huge. You're dealing with a several hundred or several terabyte sized database. Or in an environment that is some sort of history table. Like if you're working in an OLTP environment, and in that OLTP environment, you have like a history table and the current table. Well, in the history table, that's where you're going to keep all of your historical information. And at that point in time, we can do some sort of encryption or compression. So once we do compression, we identify the compression at the row level, we do identify compression at the page level. The next thing we'll do is, after we've done compression, is that we will shrink the database. And so we can shrink the database either at the database level or the specific file level. So we've been able to compress the row and put multiple rows into a page. Now we can actually compress the pages, and then we can go actually out and shrink the database. And we'd use this or do this with the utility dbcc shrink file or dbcc shrink database. And obviously this is not something that you're going to do at 2 o'clock on a Tuesday afternoon when everybody is accessing your system. This is something that you're going to do on off hours, because this is definitely going to be noticeable and people are definitely going to be aware of it. So again, make sure that you do your compression when it's least noticeable to your users. The other type of compression that's been introduced in SQL Server 2008 is the ability to compress data for a backup. So what we're able to do is we want to compress our data as it pertains to backups. And I've personally been in those scenarios. When you're backing up a system and that system consumes, say, 500 gigabytes on disk, and you perform a backup and you consume another 500 gigabytes on disk, I mean, you're using an awful lot of space between your database and your backup. So brand new in SQL Server 2008 is they've introduced compression at the backup level. So now we can go out, we can back up our database, and we can also allow SQL Server 2008 to perform some sort of compression algorithm on us as well. So we have the ability to perform compression for that backup. What that gives us is the ability to keep that backup on disk a little bit longer. Also, the advantage of that is when we come to the restore. So as opposed to restoring from tape, we're going to restore from disk. So, and we all know that restore from disk is going to take a lot longer, or restore from tape is going to take a lot longer than restoring from disk. It's usually about 25 to 50% longer to restore from tape than it is from disk. And I will tell you this, that the uncompression does not take that long. So if we know that we're restoring from tape and it's going to be 50% longer to restore from tape than it is from disk, we just have to be confident in the fact that our decompression utility is going to be less than 50%. And I will tell you from a practical experience, it is. So the advantage of performing a compressed backup within SQL Server is, again, is we can keep that backup on disk for a little bit longer. Therefore, when we have to issue a restore command, we can restore it from disk and uncompress it substantially faster than we can perform the restore directly from tape. So we look at three different things here as it pertains to compression as well as data encryption. We can encrypt our data, which makes it ineligible for people to see the data or unauthorized users to see the data. We can also compress the data. We can compress the data at the individual page level or individual row level. When we perform the row level compression, we have two ways of performing that row level compression. One is called prefix compression. The other one is called dictionary compression. Prefix compression is just looking for repeating groups, like multiple occurrences of Steve or multiple occurrences of John. And the dictionary compression is looking for specific keywords. And then after we do our row level compression, which is going to allow us to put multiple rows in a given page, the next thing we're going to do is perform page level compression. And page level compression is actually what's going to reduce the size of the Oracle or of the SQL Server database. So what happens, we do page level compression, then we're able to go out and actually issue SQL Server commands like dbcc shrink file or a dbcc shrink database, which will again release the space back to the overall database. And then we're able to do compression at the backup level. So being able to compress our backups, store more backups on disk, is going to be a big advantage to us, because then we can restore the backups from disk a lot faster than restore them from tape. I hope you've enjoyed today's presentation, and if you have any questions or comments, please use the question and comment box below. If you're interested in viewing my other courses, just search the GoGo Radio Archive for Steve Hamilton. If there's a show you'd like me to do, you can let me know by using the question and comment box. Thanks for your time today, and remember to tune in to GoGo Radio. Find it exclusively on GoGo.com.